Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me? Charles? My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Oh. Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
Now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
Come on.
the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Rock, 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 rock together. Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, well, hold on, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly.
Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live on another installment of the motherfucking show, bitch. I am so sorry that I was not here with you last night, but my production team was not available last night, and I was motherfucking fucked up from being in motherfucking L.A., bitch. But yes, we are live, bitch, on the motherfucking air. And yes, mother is coming to you broadcasting straight from motherfucking Beverly Hills. How the fuck you motherfucking doing? What's going on to all my girls in the motherfucking chat room? How y'all doing? I know y'all missed last night for the recap show. But baby, we are definitely going to recap the big mess. We are definitely going to recap motherfucking Chicago and wherever else there was a function in the girls, that's the motherfucking tea on the motherfucking function. Feel free to definitely press one and call in here, bitch, and let's get the motherfucking party started. Hold on 1 minute. Yes, but honey, I know Tayana's going to come on and give me a little recap of what happened at motherfucking Chicago this weekend at the function, honey. And, you know, the girl said it was some scandals and some teas that happened at the function. And I'm definitely going to give the girl what happened at motherfucking L.A. L.A. was very cute. Hopefully we'll get the legendary Father Rodney Ballard will definitely be calling in and give us the tea because I know he was still in L.A. last night, and you know everybody gang that it wasn't no show, but I'm going to hit Rodney up now and see if he's on his way home so we can definitely get Father up here on the line, and he can help me give y'all the tea on what happened. Yes, he can give y'all the tea on what happened in Chicago. But how was everybody's motherfucking 4th of July weekend to all my girls in the motherfucking chat room? Did everybody in the chat room enjoy their 4th of July, honey? Who's up in my chat room? I want to give a big shout-out to Miss Alana. I want to give a big shout-out to Ballroom Beatmaker, Ballroom Overseer. I want to give a shout-out to Black, Cokes, Face. Who else is up in my motherfucking chat room, honey? Hold on, I got to open my list up a little bit wider so I can see all my girls up here in the room and scroll down. I want to give a big shout-out to all my guests that's up in the chat room. I see I got a lot of guests up in here. It's a whole lot of guests up in here. Who else? Justin. I want to get Mike Q. I see you in the chat room, friend. I want to give a shout out to Sexy Sapphire, Jersey Allure. I want to give you a shout out to, oh, that's all the people that I know and up in my motherfucking chat room. But I want to give you bitches a motherfucking shout out and let y'all know we are definitely in the motherfucking building. And I heard my dancing girlfriend, Mother Cobra, was supposed to be calling out. I haven't heard from her in a long time. She texted me today and told me she's calling out. So maybe we'll get a sneak peek from Mother Cobra. Yes, maybe Mother Cobra call out tonight. She texted me earlier and said she was going to be calling in. She had some things on her mind. She wanted to read a couple of girls. So maybe my girlfriend, Mother Cobra, I'll be calling in. But I'm having a blast here in motherfucking L.A., bitch. I was such a tourist today on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was taking mad pictures today on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm going to be uploading my pictures really soon on my Facebook for all my girls. That's going to see my pictures on Facebook. I will be uploading them really soon. I just got back in my apartment that we're renting in L.A., and I'm sitting here, just came back from bowling at Lucky Strike on Hollywood Boulevard, bowling and stuff. And, you know, I'm just enjoying Beverly Hills. It is so fabulous. It is so white woman. I hope every day everybody gets to come to L.A. because she's definitely worth coming to. It's definitely fun. But hold on. DJ, excuse me, DJ. Why did I say DJ? I don't know why I said DJ. Hey, Wonder Law, how you doing, Wonder Law? I see Wonder Law's in the chat room now. Hey, Wonder Law, how you doing? What's tea? I want to see, let me see. Miss Ebony, can I get a light light beat, honey? I need a light light beat while I work on, finding out where's my girls at, honey. Bitch. Hey, Keisha. I bet Keisha. Yeah, me and Keisha finally met. Keisha finally revealed herself to me. I think Keisha on Gay Pride of the Village. How you doing, Keisha? Yes, I'm up in L.A. It's 8:34 in L.A. right now, honey. It's 11:34 in New York. It's still nice and bright out here. Well, the sun is going downtown. I'm looking over. I can look off my balcony, and I can definitely see the Beverly Center from where I'm located at. Spark up, Keisha. Yes, I need a light, light little beat, honey. But I got to L.A. Let me tell you. Hold on, who is this? Somebody's calling me. Oh, I can't right now. Somebody's calling me now, but I can't get to, I can't answer the phone right now. But let me give you the light, Latif. Well, I got to L.A. I got to L.A. on Friday. No, I got to L.A. on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, around 10 o'clock. I got to L.A. and I went to the host hotel where everybody was staying at in L.A. and oh, DJ, I mean, Miss Ebony, you can kill the beat, Miss Ebony, kill the beat, because it's draining. It's draining my services. Miss Ebony, can you kill the beat? It's draining my pussy. Oh, excuse me, Miss Ebony, I'm so sorry to say, but that beat was draining my pussy. Yes, but I got to L.A. on Saturday around, like, 10 o'clock, y'all gotta take that phone off the speaker. It's echoing in my radio. Okay, I got here about 10 o'clock Saturday night, and I went to the host hotel and I checked in. It was really cute. Took me a little shower, went down to the late party that they had down in the main ballroom. The party was late. It was a bunch of fags all over the place to stay. I see the legendary Angel Revlon was definitely in the building. Legendary Mother Stasha Miyake Mugler was in the building. Legendary Father Milan was in the building. There was a whole bunch of Milans in the building, a bunch of Misses in the building, a bunch of Chanel's in the building, a bunch of cars in the building. The cars stomped L.A. mistake. I don't know mistake. The cars and the Revlon mistake. They stormed L.A. this thing, and they're taking, it's becoming an epidemic with the cars this thing, honey. We got to get a virus to cure that shit this thing, because the cars are spreading like wildflowers, honey. But the party was late this thing. There's a bunch of queens just all around, just all over the place. The place was really big, but I guess because the party was in a hotel, they couldn't have the music up too loud, so it really didn't give you party tees. I didn't take any services this day, and the girls that I was with this day, they took their services, but the services in L.A. was whack this day. So the next day I get up, I finally made it to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle, bitch, after my full time of being in L.A., I finally made it to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. Got my chicken and waffle, it was fab. I went back on to the hotel, took me a little nap and shit. And I started preparing myself to get ready to go to the ball around 11 o'clock because I heard that they wanted everybody downstairs by 12:30. 12:30 came along, mistake, and I was fully dressed and fully painted, wig on and everything, and the ball didn't start. So I sent somebody downstairs about 1:15 to see if the ball was going to start this day. They came back upstairs, girls, and the ball still didn't start. So, baby, at this time, I'm sitting here for an hour and a half already painted. You know, I'm a fat bitch. My makeup started to sweat, so I took my wig off, sat my wig back on the coffee pot. 45 minutes later, I sent somebody back downstairs, and I think that was like 2:15. The ball still didn't start. Child, I was so plucked at this time this day, because now my pill is kicking in, girl, and I'm ready to get the fuck out the room this day, and I could not get out the room this day, because I wasn't going to go stand downstairs in the lobby this day and just stand around in the hotel and just stand around. So, bitch, about 2:50, I said, you know what, I'm over there this day. My pill is jonesing my body. I was feeling real claustrophobic up in the room this day. I had to get downstairs. So I got downstairs, and it was 2:50. I think I stood downstairs and I took a couple of pictures with Rodney and my kids and Nadia and all the girls. And then I finally see the commentator come off the elevator at 3 o'clock, pumping off the elevator, going into the venue this day. The ball did not start until 3 o'clock, and it was clearly promoted on the flyer that the ball was going to start at 12 o'clock. That's what time limit was taken. Was going to start. So baby, we gagged, but we really didn't gag because I guess if the ball would have started at 11, and the ball would have started at 12, like it was supposed to start at 12, by 2 we would have been back upstairs in our hotel room because the ball started at 3, and the ball was over at 5, and they had all the categories. They gave out all the cash. All the girls that came out for the performance category, girls, they all got chopped, Miss Day. It's a mess, Miss Day. I'm gagging at all you queens out here, Miss Day, that don't know the meaning of production, Miss Day. When a category calls for a production is not just music and you're coming out for the music. That is not a fucking production. A production is music, props, people in your production, everything. And when you have people in your production, girls, make sure they know the routine, because that's a chop also, bitch. When the girls in your production don't know the routine, that's a chop too. But that's what a production is based on, not just coming out with music and a pull-up and think you got to swing your hand back, flick and forth, and wait for the beat to come and do a little talking. That's not a production, Miss Thing, and it was really late. So I think the four or five girls that came out, they got chopped, girl, and it was a fucking mess, honey. So, and that's what happened at the ball. That was the whole basis of the ball in LA. They say all the cash was given out. The ball was 2 hours. They finished everything, and you know it was cute. I don't know how much the tables was worth. I don't know what was on the tables because I was intoxicated, so I really don't know what was on the tables. Only thing I was worried about was orange juice, so I really don't know what was on the tables. Oh, but I know on the judges' panel, this thing, I know they had a cute little fruit platter and little cheese and crackers and different mixed things. So I guess the tables might have been cute, but I didn't know. I didn't eat anything, honey. Who eats on a pail, this thing? I don't want to bet you on the girls, this thing. You don't eat on a pail, this thing. If you eat on a pail, you're going to bet you on the girls, this thing. I'm gagging. Daddy, you got to bet you on the girls. They say, hold on, because I know my girls in the chat room is talking, and my chat room is not scrolling up. The last thing I see is Miss Mother Puppy Keisha talking in the chat room, and I know my girls is talking, but it's not scrolling up. Switchboard, if anybody's on the phone line and you got some tea about L.A. or you got some tea about Chicago, feel free to press 1 at this time and definitely bring it up here on the motherfucking line. I'm taking callers. Private callers, you're live on the air on the recap show. Slashing What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, oh my God.
This is my
Hey, Mother Cobra, how you doing, Mother Cobra?
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful in your side.
I'm sitting here drinking all the Coke 45. I'm feeling half my Cobra.
Oh, did you go to any balls this weekend, Mother Cobra? Was you in Chicago,
no.
LA?
I was in Chicago, LA.
Oh, you was in Chicago. So how was the venue? How was the function in Chicago, Mother Cobra?
Late.
Oh no, why? Hello? Cobra? Oh, Mother Cobra's gone. Well, do I have any other callers, honey? Give me the next caller, honey. 77, Tiana Millard, legendary Tiana Millard, she's live on the air on the recap slow. / What the Fuck Tuesday. How you doing, Tiana? Tiana? Hello? She's gone. What happened with Tiana? Tiana, call back in here. I need the tea. Where is Shasha? Where's my girlfriend, Shasha Destroyer? Tiana's going to be calling back in really soon, this day. 330-203. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday / the recap show. How you doing, Carla? 330-203. You're live on the air. How you doing, baby?
Hey.
Hey.
Did you enjoy your time in L.A.?
I'm still in L.A.
When are you coming back? And why didn't you have a show yesterday? We wanted to talk about Mike Balenciaga.
Well, you can talk about it today. It's the recap show. We're recapping the whole weekend and everything that happened last week. I was too tired. But I'm not going from L.A., baby. I'm still in L.A.
When are you coming back, Miss Kelly? Because we miss you up here.
Miss me? Where you at?
I'm in New York, Florida.
Oh, baby, I'll be in New York. I'll be back in New York next week, Monday.
Oh, that's going to eat it. I'm going to follow you on Twitter now. What's your Twitter?
Yes. Yes. My Twitter is legendary. My Twitter is East Coast Kelly Miss Rocky.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep.
Oh, what do you want to talk about with Mike?
Oh, I'm gonna say that later.
You gonna say that later? I guess I'm gonna have to be cheap to the punch. Because you know I'm East Coast mother. You know I always get the tea.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I know you got the tea, daughter.
Oh yes, you know I got the tea. I don't know when I'm gonna spill it, but I'm going to definitely spill it. Maybe you'll call back in and spill it before I do. Maybe I'll spill it after I get all my information about the fog shit.
Okay.
Yes. Let's keep it gorgeous. Let's call it, please. Tayana, you're live on the air.
I feel real disrespected. I was hung up on.
No, you wasn't hung up. We were trying to get to your call, baby. We were trying to get to your call.
Now, what's up, you guys?
Let's get straight to the motherfucking point, honey. What the fuck happened in Chicago?
Well, for I don't know who that young lady was that you was talking to earlier that said the function was late. They lied. The function was over. I can actually vouch, you know, this time for Marco. He gave out all of his cash. He had all of his categories, and the bar was not set down. So it was really, and the aftermath was even much better.
Oh, yeah, the girls were outside and they carried on. So what happened with the grand prize? Did the person that they said on the radio that was going to win, did that person win?
No. She didn't even come to the ball. She didn't even come to the ball. No. But the person that won, it was well-deserved. I give props to, you know, and big ups to Mother Kiana. She came through and really represented, you know, so... Alicia Keys and Mother Prodigy to what's her name? I can't think of her name.
But she was
over too. Her and Lisa. They all brought it. It was really a battle.
Ooh,
it really was.
I thought I
need a
light. 31. I'm still here in LA.
Are you still there? So how was the ball in LA?
The ball in L.A. started 3 hours late, and it ended 2 hours later, and they gave away all their cash, and they had all their categories.
Oh, they did?
So it's not true
that they didn't get to the Ruiners as a house?
No, they got to Ruiners as a house, because Chanel's won.
Oh, the Chanel's won.
Chanel came out, they came out with Father Nico. And they came out with somebody else, and they came out with two drag queens.
Okay.
Because there had to be two butch queens, it had to be two male figures and two female figures.
Congratulations to the House of Chanel for winning that. What was that, $500
or $1,000? That was 500 girls.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So when are you leaving again?
I'm going to be in L.A. until Friday. And from Friday,
so you're not going to Booty and Campbell?
Friday, I'm flying to Atlanta. And then from Atlanta, I'm driving to Orlando.
Okay. Well,
yes.
I'll see you in Atlanta.
Yes, I'm making a big trip out of this weekend, honey. It was no fights and no scandals at the ball or nothing?
No, it was not. It actually went well, Kelly. I actually gagged, too. It was scandal. You know, they was waiting on Jasmine to come through. But you know, Jasmine, the one that's the one that they said that was gonna run the you know, it was a scandal for her to win. They was waiting on her to come through. But no, Marco did it right, and you know, he had it all. Yeah, he did it really good. I can just honestly say that. And it was a good turnout.
For him. What did you tell the judge
that? Well, he had majority of the some of you guys legends up there.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, he had all legends panel. That was cute.
I really had a blast here in L.A., and I am still having a blast. It is so fun out here. It is really fun.
Oh.
Yes. Well, I can't wait for you to have a ball, honey, or one of the Ms. Rahis or somebody to have a ball if they can come back to Chicago this day. Somebody wants to come to Chicago for.
Right. It's real soon. Real soon. I'm working on something now.
I definitely got to get back to Chicago, honey, but it needs to be something worth me coming to Chicago, you know.
Oh, most definitely. Anything I have is well worth it.
And I'm definitely going to be in Chicago, honey. I'm definitely going to be in Chicago, honey, having fun, honey. Also, tell y'all to stay right there with me, honey. You're going to be my special co-host for the night because you always like to get shit started, honey. 718-710. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday/The Recap Show. How you doing, Orla?
What's going on, Cal?
What's the tea? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Where you calling from?
I'm in L.A. I'm in the same apartment you in.
Oh, that's right, yes! That's how she got along.
Hi, Tyson.
What's going on, Diana?
What's up?
Hey, shit. We having a good time. Me and Buka, we beat Kelly and Rodney, you know, in spades. Bust they ass.
Oh, wow.
Chill. No. Tyana, don't believe that story if you watch it, Tyana, okay?
I got a video of Kelly saying it, and I'm going to put it on YouTube tomorrow.
Tyana,
so, you know,
Tyana, he was like, I was intoxicated, Tyana, and they took me down to the police pit, and they forced me to make that video. I don't remember making that statement, and my lawyer was not present when I made that statement. So I'm definitely going to be calling my lawyer. My lawyer is definitely going to be talking to the judge to get that statement thrown out.
Glory.
Yes, but I'm definitely having fun. Y'all was outside after that ball in Chicago for a minute. The girl was calling me down from outside the ball.
Yes, it was so hot. It was so hot. So, you know, if you ever been to Georgia's place, you know how it is there. And it was packed. It was so packed. But
and
like I said, it was really...
Huh? How was
the
Kiki function the next day?
Oh, it was cute. It was cute. For the team realness, for Jamie's team and Celo's Khan. It was real cute. Matthew had one for Celo's team. He was the last one standing. Everyone got prospects but him. So, big ups to Matthew Aga.
Big shout out to Matthew Aga, honey. I know that's definitely did shut it down, honey.
Yeah.
Where all you girls at? Where's all my girls at, honey? Switchboard, do I have any more callers? Because, you know, I be gagging at the girls. You know, I really gag at the girls. Tell y'all that the girls be hitting me up all day, and they be hitting me up due to the thing. If there's going to be a show, and the show going to be on, like, if the show come on, nobody has nothing to say.
Right.
Everybody be hitting up all day long. Is the show coming on tonight? There's going to be a show come on. None of you bitches have nothing to say, bitch. I could have still been on Hollywood Boulevard this day, and I need a fucking come out.
I tried to make it to LA so bad, but we were up in Boytown. Oh, Jack, I don't see how Jack made it to LA.
It's
But we were up in Boys Town till around 5 or 6 in the morning.
I just knew you were Marcus was coming to motherfucking LA.
I tried. I really did.
Baby, hold on.
But,
we have another call. 314-484. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday / the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Tiana.
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing today?
All right.
This is
who's
Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
Good. How you guys doing?
What's going on? You got
to
recap on What the Fuck?
Oh, I got to recap. I was at the Herrera Bar and the Aftermath thing. And Marco gave you a special shout out.
Who, me?
Yeah, he called you the Kool-Aid lady.
But Tiana
had your back, though. Tiana stood up and had your back, so.
But the
Herrera Bar was cute. They finished all their categories. It was in the gym. It had air conditioner. It didn't start on time, though. And then the Aftermath. No, it didn't start on time. But the Aftermath, I guess he thought that the Herrera schoolboy was going to win, and they didn't win, so he got mad and shut the ball down. He was like, grand prize, who? And then they was like, well, the ball over, because he didn't finish all the categories.
I thought they had majority of the categories because he had two halves already. What categories did he not get to?
They only got through the first half. They had a second, grand prize was the end of first
that
half.
That was the last category of the night, because if you don't remember.
They didn't call runway. They didn't call realness. They didn't call fingerprint realness. They didn't call.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're right. I didn't see that.
Because he was like, because I guess he thought that J-Team was going to win. And then he was like, because I was sitting right there, he was like, grand prize who? And then they was like, Matthew Glenn Gilbert. And then he was like, bar over.
Abori just hit me up, and he said, actually, the ball was shut down due to time, not Marco.
But Marco said that they had the venue all night when the ball first started.
I don't know, honey.
But I mean, it wasn't that packed for it to be, you know, 4th of July weekend and Gay Pride weekend. But it was fun, though. I did have fun at the ball. And I enjoyed watching Fingerprint Realness. Shout out to the Escada girl that won.
Alicia Keys Escada.
Yeah, she was sick. And everybody else that walked.
Oh, I know that's right. But thank you for definitely calling in and giving us the tea.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Switchboard, can you please see if you see Rodney on the phone live? He should be on the line. Can you please play his intro music and bring him up on here? He's definitely out there on the phone live. But watch Switchboard.
My father is so over me.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Hello.
Yes, welcome to Legendary Fathers from the Line.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Tiana.
We'll talk later. Don't do that now.
Kelly, I'm going to start the show with a what the fuck.
Go ahead.
All okay.
Right. Booty called me on Sunday while they was up north, saying somebody was reading me. So I want to know, what the fuck is up with Kamara Blahnik reading me when I wasn't there to defend myself? Please, Booty, call in and give me the details, because I want to know. What the fuck?
Ooh, I didn't know that. You know, you wouldn't have to defend you. I would have defended you.
Well, Well, let me see. Oh, I got to see that just came across.
But
my
you know, Carmelo really gagged this weekend. He had to pay to get in the ball, and he thought he was going to be on a judges panel, and Marco told him no, ma'am.
No.
So that's probably why.
Oh, well,
Camaro, you tried my father. I had to get you.
Well, shit, Tatiana, since you said that, me and Rodney Payne, and we was on the judges panel.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck? That's my first what the fuck. What the fuck is up with you paying to get in the ball of this thing and then being asked to judge? What the fuck? Okay. But, honey, I got some tea, honey. The so prestigious House of Gossard, this thing, has lost two of their members. Paris Gossard has left the House of Gossard, and she is now at Extravaganza. And Father Frank Gossard has left also. Damn, what the fuck is going on with the Gossards? I don't know. What the fuck, since my girlfriend ain't want to spill the tea, what the fuck is up with the House of Balenciaga kicking Mike Balenciaga out the motherfucking house? What the fuck? I guess she's going to keep it a little gorgeous. How you doing? Yes. Well, Robbie, how did you enjoy the ball?
I enjoyed Sex Siren. I enjoyed realness. I mean, I enjoyed all the realnesses. Pretty Boy, Thug, let's see. Yeah. Those, I mean, it wasn't really any highlights because nothing really just, like, stood out. But, you know, the ones that I did, like, were the realness category. I guess that's because of mine. But they were, like, the most contested categories of the night anyway. And
yeah.
I did like realness for the twist. I did like realness for the twist.
Yes, that broke Fib was a fool. It was a fool. It was a fool to say the girls had no other choice but to get shot. I was really gagging. I was really gagging at the girls. And then, oh, I forget, Clint, what's that? Yeah, that was Clint, right? That was Clint that was on the Jeffers panel. He chopped Michelle L.A., mistake for Sex Siren, mistake. Michelle L.A. was very upset. He chopped up for Sex Siren. I was gagging.
But how the categories were worded, it was a little bit confusing. It was a little, because it said Film Queen Sex Siren, Bring It Away Arrows, Hooker, whole bunch of other descriptions. But then in bold letters, it said very glam. So I'm like, I was confused because it says it gave you stripper, all those type of things, and then it said, "Make sure it's glam." So it was kind of like a confusion, and you know, and I can see where Clint was going with that.
Oh yeah, I could too. Let me bring Marcus Escada on the line. Marcus Escada, you're live on the air. Marcus Escada, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, Marcus?
Nothing much. Where y'all want me to start?
Well,
I'm
on
it.
You know, I know Tyana's being politically correct.
Oh, okay. Kelly.
She needs somebody to warm her up, Marcus. So warm her up.
Okay. Well, can we get a confirmation of whether Kima is actually mother? Because she was brought out as mother. So can you confirm that for us, Kelly? Call that mother.
It's
Kelly? Yes, I've confirmed that she's mother.
Yes, it's confirmed.
Okay, and so now would you like to confirm that Courtney is an ex Mizrahi because she felt some type of way that she's not mother?
No, Courtney is not an ex Mizrahi. Courtney is still a Mizrahi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? The ball was, I had to give it to Marco. I can 190% say she gave out all of the money, $1,000, the $500 runway, the $200 for Vogue Femme. You know, there was even money taken up in a pot for Vogue, you know, for the Legends to battle. It was nice. the crowd wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting a little more people, but, you know, I think it was due to it actually starting really early. Some people just kind of gagged and didn't quite make it. You know, it was nice.
They didn't gag, Marcus, they just didn't come.
Oh. But it was, you know, everybody was out up north after the ball. You know, the ball was, you know, the trophies were okay. I mean, everything was, you know, for the most part, the gym was really nice. That's probably one of the nicest places I've, you know, seen. Hopefully they won't mess that up and, you know, they can have more balls there. What else? They made Skittles isn't, you know, they didn't deem Skittles legendary, but they deemed Varel. So congratulations to Varel. Who else? You know, Tiana, what am I missing?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. There were no real big controversies. I'm not quite sure what happened with that whole Kiana supposedly flashing the judges. I don't personally think that happened.
Sitting right there. I started to talk for me Wednesdays, and I was going to respond to that, but I didn't because it's not true. Yeah, you guys, anyone that knows Kiana knows that Kiana is a really classy person. That's not her. Not her at all.
And, Well, Kelly, did you spill the tea on TK going to jail this in for a cat, you know, knocking a girl?
Who?
TK Alua.
The car?
Yeah.
What's
they had
in jail
for? At the club this weekend. Huh?
Oh, I didn't get that tea.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know,
well,
I'm
apparently.
I'm on vacation. So I be signed on live and visible, and I come on every once in a while. So I'm just not getting no tea. I'm on vacation. I'm loving Beverly Hills. I'm feeling like white woman, and so, you know, I'm really on vacation.
Well, TK was at the club, and Jamie and some other girl, Tiffany. I don't know what's her house name, but I guess she's like in the house, the women's house of Iman. Somehow they got into a brawl, you know, well, you know, they felt attacked. Something about they walked, you know, she was escorted out the club, and then essentially, you know, somehow TK scratched the girl. The girl, you know, was bleeding, and the cops actually took her to jail. She ended up getting out, you know, a few hours later, but she did have to go, you know, down to jail. Hopefully she beats the charge because, you know, they didn't have any, you know, real paperwork, but she was detained for, you know, whatever happened. So, you know, she came on the women's radio and talked about it. So, you know, but that happened. Huh?
Do you have your computer handy? Are you looking at the
channel? No, I don't. No, why?
Nicki Minaj is, has words for you.
Oh, wow.
He has words for me. Tell him I'll see him in Orlando on Sunday.
Hold on. Nicki Minaj. The only thing that runs through my blood is Lizza, honey. I'm not going any motherfucking where. The girls can go wherever the fuck they want to go at this thing. Bitch, plenty of girls have left this house to stay and have went on to do bigger and greater things in this thing. Honey, this house has made motherfucking legends. They have made icons. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here for the long run, okay? So if the girls want to leave and start their own house and say more power to them, I give them a big, hey, how you doing, Miss Day? But you're still going to have to come and see Mother. How you doing?
What else? Anything else happened this weekend?
I'm just gonna be
Tiana. It looks like you're holding it in, so I guess I got to release it. It was reported that someone dashed water and ice on Marco.
I knew you were gonna
start. I gotta be fair and consistent, and you know, it happened, you know, I don't know what Marco supposedly did to have that happen. I guess they felt some type of way about the judges panel. Marco did have all legends on the panel. Kelly, and, you know, certain houses, including my own house, did not have a judge up there because we didn't have a legend at the ball. So that was, you know, understandable. She wanted to have a legendary panel. But, you know, someone, I guess it was a small altercation because, you know, I guess it was paid after it happened. But, you know, for reporting purposes, it's
no,
real one word, everything else.
Well, who did Marcus? We're going to stop beating around the bush.
I didn't see it.
We didn't see it. Me and Marcus was actually. Me and Marcus was actually watching.
It's not called Dash Water. She was that top.
She was who?
Well, I just think that was. I don't think that's right, you know, Kelly. That's not right. Because she did, you know, it was her. I hate to say this, but it was her ball. So whoever she wanted to put up there is what she had up there. And I get how people feel as though, you know, that their house should be represented on the panel, especially for that kind of money. But you also should bring people that they wouldn't deny to have on the judges panel. So, I mean, at that point, we didn't have a legend there, so we didn't have representation on the panel. Neither would they. And, I mean, at least she was consistent and fair across the board. It wasn't like, you know, at one point there were even two Herreras up there, and then Nan came and sat down and actually judged.
What Ms. Larry had up on the panel?
Larry started off on the panel, and then when they got to the grand prize, you know, she said, well, this is going to be a Legends-only panel. So she pulled Charmaine off, pulled Larry off. Who was the other person, Tiana?
Because
it was three at that other table.
It was Charmaine, Larry, and I think it was Derek.
That might have been who it was, yeah. And then, you know, after a while, you know, she put them back. So, I mean, she had the Ravens up there. She had Berlin and
Antoine Balenciaga and
Nina Antoine.
What did Marco have on for Grand Prize? Anybody got a visual?
Grand March, you mean?
Yeah, for Grand March.
I didn't see Grand March.
Well, I don't think Marco did Grand March. He just let his house come out. He didn't do Grand March.
Word, thank you.
But he, you know, but above all, for real, it really was nice. For those who really, you know, kind of gave him a lot on the ball, you know, you have to give it to him. It was pretty, pretty, pretty nice, you know, for, you know, what's been in Chicago recently.
So I'm going to be messy right here for a while. Sister said it was for you. He had the point to prove to you, sister.
He had to, what? I don't understand what point he had to prove to me. I don't understand what point he has to prove to me, because my name has never been attached to any flyer for any ball that I have yet paid for my services that was rendered to say. And my motherfucking anything that I do to say, you can tell my work when you step into the ballroom, see, to say. She shouldn't have to prove anything to me to say, honey, like she said. She has a master's. I don't have a master's, Miss A. So why should she have to prove anything to me, okay? Each one teach one. What she needs to prove to me, Miss A, is that they have shoes in her thigh when she comes out in a gown. That's what she needs to prove to me.
Ellie, that's not right.
Oh, my God. Kelly, see if Nicki Minaj is on hold to come on the phone, because she really, really wants to talk to Marcus.
What's she really want to talk to me about?
Will you please bring Miss Nicki Minaj on the line?
She really.
What did you do to Miss Nicki Minaj, Marcus?
I only met Nicki Minaj once, and that was in Florida. And he actually introduced himself. So,
yes.
Is he reading me, Rodney? I'll take that as a yes. Bring him on the line. That, I guess it's my quarter.
If you're on the phone line and you want to get on the show, feel free to at this time to definitely press 1. If you do not press 1, we cannot see that your number is in queue, and you will not be able to come on the line, honey. Okay, so all you
press
1. Out there, press 1 and come up on the line. Switchboard would
have
hit me.
I'm here. Hey, Marcus.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just got a question. I heard that your hotel got clogged. Is that true?
I'm still in Chicago, but that's not true.
Oh, so
why my hotel getting clogged?
I don't know. I heard the girls came, the press came to your room or whatever, and he was like outside tasting stuff and walked away after they came and stuff.
I guess that's phone.
That's what I heard. I'm asking.
anybody else hear that?
No.
That the room got quiet?
Yeah.
I've been speaking to Marcus all week.
Marcus been with me majority of the week.
False tea.
Anyway. It wasn't a read. I just heard it.
You know, and I live for you because Nicki Minaj, you introduced yourself in Florida. So you know what I mean? That's fab because I know who you are, and you were man enough to ask your question. I guess my problem is to whoever Free Me Now on Walk For Me Wednesdays is, you know, I guess you were at the Chicago parents meeting and you felt some type of way, but, not you, whoever Free Me Now on Walk For Me Wednesdays is, you know, hopefully you'll identify yourself so, you know, we can talk it out, you know. I'm not quite sure. I thought I came to a meeting and just sat there and listened and told you how I felt. But that's just my personal opinion. And, you know, everyone has one, just like an asshole. So
Tone made up a screen name and was reading you markers on Walk For Me Wednesdays?
I can't confirm or deny that. I don't know who it was.
Henry?
Hold on. You know, from time to time, I may have to put you on hold because, you know, I'm working from my cell phone and I don't have the red phone. But, honey, the black phone has just won the thing. And they gave the very Marcus, please tell Marcus to please stop lying because he left Zay in the lobby to defend for himself. Somebody was in the shower when the fans came in. It just came through. That's why y'all didn't hear me because I was on the other line. And it just came through by the red phone.
Not quite sure who would say that. But again, I even had a get together at my room. Kayana, weren't you invited?
Yes, I was.
Who else came? My house members came. Who else came?
Person, I can't reveal the person's name that said it to me, but, you know, from time to time they call me and they give me tea, but they house father do not want them to come on the radio show. Because other than that, they would have came on the radio show and they would have spilled the whole tea.
You got to read between the lines. Yeah, come on.
I'm not revealing my sources, honey.
I'm revealing it. It's a con.
And I wonder what con that would be.
Kelly, shout out. Come on.
Okay, hold. I don't know why. Hold on. They're calling me back. So, hold on one minute. Y'all talk for a minute. They're calling me back. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Marcus has become the center of controversy.
Yes.
Maybe
he's not like you.
What Jay did you leave in the lobby, Marcus?
What you say?
What Jay did you leave in the lobby?
I mean, Zay stayed with a house member. Zay from Atlanta stayed with a house member, which, you know, that's – I don't really know what that means.
In
Atlanta.
Hold on, y'all, because I got them on the other line, and I got them on hold. They said you was in Chicago 4 days prior to the ball. You ran the bill up to over $1,000 doing massages and all different types of food and all types of things, and that's what happened. Hold on, Marcus, before you move on. Y'all go back to talking about something else. Let me get some more tea from them, and I'm going to go.
Oh, wow.
What'd they say?
That you
were giving out massages.
Doing spas and massages and things like that. And then when the police came, you had to hit it somewhere else. This was prior to the ball, like, you were there earlier.
I was in Chicago since Tuesday, right? Tariana, when did I get to Chicago? The ball was when?
The ball was Saturday.
They said you didn't get caught. You just left Zay in the room by himself while Zay was in the shower.
Zay call in.
Okay.
Zay call in.
Miss Ebony, do you see me? Am I on Yahoo? Because everybody's hitting up Robbie saying they're trying to get on. Miss Ebony's not hitting me up or saying anything. Miss Ebony must be not by the board right now. Nobody is not by the phone line, to say. Because I'm on Yahoo. Miss Ebony, did you just get my head up on Yahoo? And I'm on Yahoo. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Well, I'm available. What the fuck is going on?
That answer is...
Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on? Hold on. I guess I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm working on a wireless card right here. Did you get my hit up on in the chat room? Send me the number in the chat room.
She says 773-540.
How did you get the right number, Ronnie?
Huh? So he got switchboard, got him. 773-540, you're live on the air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on with the destroyer?
Sasha, why you paid the ball?
What you say?
Why did you pay the ball?
The reason why I paid for the ball, because, you know what I'm saying, it was too hot, you know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like going through all, you know, trying to paint and, you know, do my LSS and do interviews and all that. I just stayed in the house and just ate chocolate cake all day.
Oh, okay. Well, I will say, at least you didn't, I didn't see you the whole weekend, but some people,
no,
you know.
I was there at the mini ball. I was there at the mini ball.
Oh, I know, like, out north, but some people, like, didn't come
to
the ball, but they
were up north. I hate that Camaro was in Chicago and didn't show up to the ball, but he was walking around the corner from the ball. He was in front of the ball, waiting on the ball to, you know, end. I hated that.
So,
Solomon was passing her flyers out outside and didn't come in.
Who?
Solomon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Solomon didn't attend the ball either?
Madonna.
No.
Oh.
Well,
so do you think, Tayana Marcus, question, do you think that Camaro was a little heated because the Herreras took that 4th of July date from him? And
well, he could have been too heated, Rodney, because he was here and he supported the ball the next day.
I don't know. I don't live in Chicago, so I don't know if he even asked for the date.
No, I'm just
saying,
I'm not, you know, I don't know. Camaro may be calling and confirm. He has a what the fuck, and he has a question to answer. So, brother, I know you're listening. I'm on the phone lines. Don't be afraid to call in.
All right, we got 20 minutes.
Hello. I don't know what... I don't know what's going on with my internet over here, baby.
Kelly, we got a caller. Kelly, we got a caller. 614-377. You're on the line. 614-377.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, baby.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Diana, Rodney. This Nico, Ms. Rodney.
Nico.
Hello.
What's up,
hi.
Nico?
That's my husband.
What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I want to know about the barbecue, the Herrera barbecue. Why did they cancel that barbecue? Because I was hungry.
Baby, they canceled it.
I want to meet some Marco potato salad.
Baby, they canceled it because...
Hello? We got a call from Chicago. 773-571, you're on the air.
What's going on, Kelly? Hey, Tyler. Hey, Uncle Ronnie. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
What's going on?
This gets real. So, mind you,
wait.
Maybe you got a dirt that's been going on about the incident about the about who got slapped in the face with some ice.
Okay.
Well, who got slapped?
Did you see
Kentrell?
Well, I heard it from the horse's mouth.
Oh, okay.
I don't go by third parties. He's supposed to have slapped Mark on the face with a cup of ice because we purchased a table and we also had 20 members at the ball. Contrary of us having 20 members at the ball, so do the math, that's like $750 altogether that we spent coming out supporting the rubber ball. When we got there, it was never told to us that we wasn't going to have nobody on the panel for grand prize. So... He felt a certain type of way because, you know, we just spent all this money. Then plus, our some quays that walk, we did spend at least $400, $500 on both of them to make sure they was right. After that, and congratulations to Alicia Keys because that is my sister. I love her down. And so, you know, they said they wanted a legend on the panel. Monet was in the building, and also Jack. So if Jack had to sit down in my computer for us to be represented, and then we just spent $750, you know, that's $750 going in Marco's pocket. Marco's my brother. I love him down. But on the same token, fair is fair. And I just feel like, you know, even if that's not a situation, you know, there were some people that had, there was others on the panel that didn't have members walking. So I would rather put somebody that's on the panel that's walking, that has one of their kids walking, that's a legend, because he could have easily put Monet on the panel. And if
Monet was there. That's right.
Yeah.
You're right, Kendrell.
Let's say this is a spade. Let's be real. Like, if you're going to be real, don't phone kick it up with us and we all, like, mind you, I support everybody's shit in Chicago, everybody. I made sure that all 20 of us came. We was all dressed nicely. I'm proud. We took 5 trophies home. Most of us was, like, in the last battles in a lot of categories. So the house did well and overall. But on the same token, like, let's be fair. And so that's why Q was feeling a certain type of way. So I had to step in and not be Q's voice right now, because I know this is what he would want me to tell.
Well, you know, Kendra, after you saying that, that makes a lot of sense, because I sometimes forget that Monet is a, you know, Father Mizrahi. So that is right. It could have had.
That's fat bitch. Hold on. That fat bitch is just a motherfucking hypocrite to say. Somebody beat the motherfucking pig. Somebody beat the gut that motherfucking pig and put it on a motherfucking
And then another thing we were a little pissed out by, we paid for our table. When we went to go pay for our table, they told us that we were going to be at the very first table. So when we got to the bar, we were at the second table, but, you know, I guess this man and the prodigies was here, and the overall father made peace on the pieces, and they gave them the tables. So, you know, Q just wasn't having it this weekend. You know, he was ready to go off. And then, you know, they were about to get Charmaine, too. But, you know, I had to calm him down and tell him to chill out now.
Baby, you should have let them smack the shit out of that bitch.
So, Contrill, what was going on? Why was it going to get Charmaine? What happened with that?
They couldn't take Charmaine.
Who said that?
That was Sasha.
Oh, Contrell, please, I'm listening.
Contrell? Switchboard, is Contrell still there? He went out of breath.
Kelly,
yes.
Are you in the chat room? I'll send you a link.
Oh, no. I'm in the chat room, but I'm doing something.
Tiana.
Just pulled out another number.
Switchboard, am I still with you, Switchboard? Because I don't know, my service is going to end it out, honey. I don't know why, I don't know why Marco don't call in here and represent herself this day. This is a free format this day.
Can I tell you a reason why she don't call in and represent herself?
Why?
Marco feel like, you know, all this stuff is publicity. You know, all this shit is bullshit. And she has other things that she can be doing besides trying to, you know, defend herself right now. Because Marco have a lot of things going on, and he's being very successful, Kelly, like, for real.
He's being very successful doing what, Miss Dave? Paying the Ebony's mistake, paying the Ebony boys to jerk off mistake while she eats Oreo.
I'm gonna jump out this window. I hate you, Kelly.
You're saying it's the truth. I'm only speaking the truth.
I'm gonna go right now.
Is Contrell still on the line?
Contrell, are you still there? I don't know what happened with Contrell.
Contrell got out of breath.
But the ball was
crazy.
But I don't know. The other thing is about Marco calling in. I mean, really, the ball was successful. So, I mean, what does he really have to refute? I mean, and nobody really has a perfect 190% safe ball. And of course, everybody could, you know, maybe want to do things. Maybe he didn't realize that Monet could have judged.
But can I say something now?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say, you know, if it was a rut was going on with that Herrera ball, I believe so that he wouldn't gave out that $1,000 for Sim Clean Realness. And he really, really, and that really shocked me when I found out that he gave out that $1,000. And that was, it was no cheating going on. It was fair. I think he's a good person, Kelly. I really do.
I know that people might have his issues with him, but, I mean, this time, you know, everybody, they trusted him, and he did what he was, you know.
Hello?
Can y'all get out of Chicago for a little bit, please? I mean, seriously, can we get out of Chicago? I want to know what the hell's going on with the House of Gorgeous. I want to know what the hell's going on with Mike Balenciaga. I want to know what the hell happened in Virginia with that other ball that took place this weekend. There was a horrible ball in Miami that took place on Friday. We are still stuck in Marco. Like Shasha said, we are giving him too much publicity. We don't need to continue to give him too much publicity. He don't need it. So can we move on to something else?
Well, can I say something? Can I say something, please? I have to say this. One thing I can't say about, because this is my opinion. I am entitled to my opinion, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I've been going to Marco balls for about probably like 4 or 5 years now, you know. And every ball I went to of Marco's was very successful. It was wonderful. He always, like Kelly said, Jack wasn't coming to Marco Ball, but Jack was there. He was there. And I, you know, everything was good. But you don't have to keep doing it, giving him publicity, because that's sickening. You know what I'm saying? You're giving this man life. You know what I'm saying? He loved that. He'd probably be laughing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, go to another topic.
The bottom line is he had a ball. It was successful or not successful, but it's still a whole bunch of shade and bullshit when it comes to these judges' panels and the judges that are up there and all the favoritism and the people buying tables and people still getting shafted at the end of the evening. It doesn't stop. It never ends, and that's what happens with Marco.
Okay.
Congratulations to Marco.
Thank
and
you.
he's not going to call in today because he got his money and he's with the Ebonies now, whatever. Now, can we go somewhere else?
Ooh.
Yes, I love her.
I don't.
Well, it was a ball. We're going to move on. We're going to move on to the other balls. It was a ball in Virginia on Saturday. It was the Virginia chapter of the House of Ebony. I got word that Lawrence was about to fight Shorty Mouglia, and I'm trying to get clarification on why they were about to fight and what was the reasoning. I did hear that it was, you know, actual cute function for, you know, what it was, knowing that everybody was, you know, else was having balls and stuff like that. So I'm waiting on clarification on that ball. And also I'd like to say congratulations to Xavier Mizrahi on winning Schoolboy Realness in Miami at that ball. I didn't get anything else on what happened at that ball, but I just want to say congratulations to him. It's in order.
Who's Xavier?
Thank you very much. Excuse me?
Who's Xavier?
He's a close friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
He was schoolboy for the House of Miss Rocky.
Where's Rodney?
I think we're your answer.
No, not that Shorty. Shorty who's been a Mugler for years. Shorty Lightskin from Virginia, not Shorty X Mizza. Keisha.
Kelly, where are you at?
I'm right here. I'm listening.
What
just
happened
listening
to your Yahoo? Your Yahoo's not working.
Hello, Keisha.
It's so nice. I've been hitting her up.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with this fucking thing. You know, I'm working on a horrible-ass Sprint wireless connection. You know, maybe if I would have had a T-Mobile connection, it would have worked.
Monday through Friday, Keisha, I'm an executive. Saturday and Sunday, Monday, I'm a thug.
Oh, yeah.
So can we talk about this weekend, what's coming up this weekend, or?
What's coming up this weekend?
Well, it's a lot this weekend, isn't it? I mean, there's Atlanta on Saturday, there's Florida on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, talk about it.
Oh,
am I going to see you in Orlando, Marcus?
Yes, I look forward to it. It'd be nice if Rodney would run a car and we just drive from Atlanta to Orlando.
Rodney got a ride already.
Oh, really? Oh, really, Rodney?
Jaquan is going.
Oh, you know what? I'll meet you there.
Well, he said he's going, and I wish Jaquan would call in because he was one of the sponsors of the ball in Virginia, and we wanted, you know, we figured he was going to be on the show to give his take on the ball.
Yes. Where is Jaquan?
Jaquan is still sleeping. You know, after you give a ball, you're so drained. You know, you got to remember he's young. You know how us elders, we give a ball, we want to sleep 24 hours after the ball. Well, honey, he needed like a little 48, 72 after.
So, Rodney, how was your birthday weekend?
It was great. I was drinking all day, all the whole weekend in L.A. We played cards, went to the party. Kelly, the party would have been nice if the DJ would have been better.
Keisha, why are you asking me how old I am? Keisha, don't do that.
22.
Bitch, I am 25, honey, and I stay 25 every fucking year. Every year I am 25. I use the same damn
And you look like it, sister. You look like it. No shame. You really do.
Girl. Kelly, how old are you?
Excuse me?
19.
Kelly, you're 19, right?
I'm 23.
Miss Nikki, don't get fucking beat, honey. I'll feed you to the alligators, bitch.
I'm 23 years old.
Miss Keisha. Keisha,
Kelly,
you need to cut it out. Keisha, you're going to get the night off. Don't do that.
So, Jasmine.
What?
Jasmine, what happened to your octopus?
Bitch, that octopus died, honey.
The octopus died?
Yes, I gagged.
How did the octopus die?
I don't know. I knew something was happening to her because she was not eating. She wasn't eating. We kept putting the snails in there. The last thing she ate was a fucking starfish. She was roommates with the starfish for the past couple of months, and then all of a sudden the starfish was missing like three fucking legs, bitch. She probably died.
Well, Jasmine, do I get invited to poolside? I mean, I'll stay at my own place, but do I get to see the mansion?
It is not a mansion. It is not
Hello.
That.
Hello.
That was her saying no.
No. You don't, if Kelly cooks and puts stuff on the grill, yes.
Oh, Kelly.
You know, only Kelly gets that privilege.
Kelly.
Hello.
I guess I'm
saying hello, Rodney.
Yes, this is, they are really sending me Yahoo and stuff, Kelly. I don't know what's going on with your phone. I guess I'm the one.
Rocky, hold on. We had this discussion in the hotel. I'm working on the MacBook with the Sprint connection wire.
I'm going to read what was sent to me over the wire. It says, Cantrell just gave all that on the radio, and he was bitter because the Herreras packed him. And that's why he went to Mesa in the first place.
That don't make no sense.
The Herreras packed him.
Yes, packed him. I guess he wanted to be a Herrera first, and they said no, so he went to Mesa. And now he's in haterade motion, something. That's what it is. I'm just reading what was said to me.
Well, I guess this is from,
because she said, say her name. This is from Jahara.
Jahari.
Herrera. Jahari. Herrera.
Well, Jahari, I live. You said your name, bitch. That's sickening. That's not like free me now, whoever that is. They wanted me. Tiana still on the line.
She gone.
Well,
I'm about to ask my other caller. Do they want me to say what they just said about the Virginia ball?
Oh.
They're sending me.
Yes, the girl.
We got a couple of call. We got a couple of callers, so let's try to get them out the way real quick.
Yeah, let's take the call.
This is Gay Radio Show.
312-823. You are on the air.
Hey, Kelly. This is Mina, hey. Mother EV2.
Hey,
Jasmine. Hey, Rodney. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Marcus. It was nice seeing you. I'll be seeing you at the Up, honey.
I look forward to seeing you. Congratulations to your house. You guys really turned it this weekend. Y'all really came
thank
out in full
thank
board.
You, thank you. Hey, Shasha, bitch.
Hey, boo.
What's going on? I just wanted to say
what's
I don't want to bring that up to my... Nothing much. I just want to bring up a couple of points that I know Rodney was asking what happened with Kima and Charmaine and them. But I think, was it when, Marcus, was it when Alicia said Kima? And then.
Yeah, that was the first battle. Mm-hmm.
And Charmaine snapped in Kima's face. And that's what caused the Mizrahis to kind of get riled up.
Oh, okay.
So that was the shade. That's what happened. That's what they were trying to talk about earlier, but then nobody mentioned that. But anyway, I do want to say congratulations to the House of Evisu for winning the most trophies at the ball. And I do want to give a special shout-out to, you know, Mother King Ona as well as Mercedes for being legendary film queens to come out into a ball in the Midwest and, you know, battle the girls, you know. And a lot of legendary mothers would not do that, you know. And that takes a lot to, you know, come out and put themselves out there like that. And they both did, and they both looked over. They really did. Lisa, all the girls that came out looked over. I thought more was going to walk, but the ones that did all were show-stopping. Everybody really looked like goddesses. They really did. And congratulations to Alicia Keys. It was a well-deserved win. She really looked over. But all of them really did a wonderful job. All of them acted like ladies the entire
Mina. Uh-huh. Mina, they told me that Alicia Keys had a cheap ponytail on.
But, you know, that's her calling. You know what I'm saying? That's her, like, her trademark, her niche. That's why they called her Alicia Keys, because of the braids and the ponytail that she used to wear. That's just her look, you know. Yep, that is. A lot of people were saying it wasn't $1,000 or whatever, but, you know, that's what it was.
It
yeah, but she got it. You know what I'm saying? And plus,
but Aviso did come out and support the Herbal Ball. They was out there. They was here.
Deep. Yes, they were.
They were.
I want to say congratulations to all of them that won, to Gia, and a really special shout out to Jay and Rico Omni for Runway. They really did a phenomenal job. Tracy as well as White Trunk did a phenomenal job. For them to be the only two teams that came out for that $500, they gave you a show. They really did give you a show.
And the grand prize was Escada?
Yeah, Tracy and White Cunt won for Tag Team Runway. And Jay, Evisu, and Rico Omni was the other team that walked. And they all did.
That helmet was sickening. I don't know which one made that helmet, but that helmet was sickening.
Yeah, that was Jay.
I made that.
Jay, you did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was a really nice ball. It really was a nice ball. And congratulations to Hershey, Evisu, for winning Vogue Femme.
Yeah.
It was really cunt. They really performed well.
Bill Cosby did a good job.
Lollipop, oh my God. They was battling down. Cassandra, all of them. They all came out and did what they had.
Cassandra had it. Is that true?
It was a battle, baby. It was a battle. It really
it
was. Hershey did good. His last few battles, he did good. Yeah, he did. He really did. She was, that bitch was spinning, bitch. She really did look like a cloud of air, bitch. Yes, she did.
Would you be going to the Ranks of Riches?
Who?
Would Kelly be going to Ranks of Riches?
Who, Kelly?
Yes.
Kelly, you going to Ranks of Riches?
September the 26th.
Right. Oh, no, I'm going for surgery that day.
I hate you, Kelly. I hate you.
Hello.
She is so silly. Oh, I hate Kelly.
Thanks for calling, Mina. We have another caller, 347-283. You're on the air.
Hello.
What's up, Jasmine? What's up, Kelly? Hey, Brooklyn. What's up, Rodney? This is Tyree. Happy belated birthday, Rodney.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. What's going on,
You didn't speak to me. That's cool.
Who I didn't speak to?
Shasha.
Oh, hi, Shasha. I don't know you, but hi, Shasha. I'm sorry. Hi, everybody else. I don't know you.
Google me. Then you know who I am.
No.
She said Google her. Then you'll know who she is.
So, I thought she said you know me. Just call and say what's up. Just call and say shout out to Mercedes for going to the Midwest. Chilling. She had fun. She said she enjoyed it or whatever. She said she had fun at the ball or whatever.
Right.
Kelly, what's going on with you? I haven't spoken to you in a minute.
Baby, I'm on a national tour, honey. I have enjoyed my vacation, honey. I'm on vacation.
See. Where's Jaquan at?
I don't know. We was trying
Jaquan
to find
is resting up.
All right. I'm tired of this.
Hello. Caller, please.
Go ahead, Brooklyn.
Pinky, go ahead.
We have 15 minutes left for showtime. Can we get to the mic on the tea, please? No
you, well, then you want to spill it. Why don't you spill the tea?
I don't know the tea.
Well, how do you know there's tea out?
Because. Kelly was,
because
you
went to that horrible site, and it was on that site.
It was on there.
Well, let me give you. Well, you want the tea? You want the tea? Y'all want the tea? Y'all want me to give y'all the tea?
Yeah.
Yes, can you give us the tea, Kelly?
Let me give y'all the tea. This is the tea, okay? Mike was inquiring about leaving the House of Balenciaga and taking Lola with him, so Mike and Lola could be the overall East Coast and the overall father of the House of Mizrahi. And I missed it in the bud, and it wasn't going to happen. And the Balenciaga found out about it, and they kicked her out. So now I guess the rumors is going around that Jack Mizrahi is opening up his own house, and he's becoming a gorgeous with Jack. And whoever else wants to leave the House of Mizrahi, they're going to be leaving, and they're going to be going, and they're going to be starting their own house with Ruben X. Mizrahi, motherfucking Giselle, Miyake Mugler, Mike Balenciaga, and whoever else wants to go. That's the tea that's surfacing around, since all the girls want to know what's going on. That's what's going on.
Go off, Kelly, bitch.
Okay, Kelly, what the fuck off?
And that's the tea.
Like I'm that polar kicked in.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Kelly.
I have a quick question from my sidekick, Diana Marcus.
Huh?
They asked me who made the announcement of making Varell legendary at the ball.
I didn't see Grand March. I was told that Jack did it. He did the Grand March, and he said that, but I can't confirm or deny that because I didn't see it. I was late.
Okay. Well,
but I think Varell deserved that, though.
I'm just asking a question. I don't care if he deserves it or not. I'm just reporting what my listeners asked for. And also, from the ball in Virginia, it was said that Lawrence said he was going to beat the shit out of Shorty Old Man looking ass and Dash Garcon 8 looking ass, and he's on hold so he can come on the show and seal what I just said.
Oh. Fort Lawrence.
And for
the listener in the chat room that asked where's Trigony at, Trigony does not associate herself with the ballroom scene at all. At all. She does not associate with herself with the ballroom scene. And from what I'm getting, Mike is supposed to be the New York father, Miss Giselle is supposed to be the New York mother of this house. And Bobby Mizrahi, I don't know if she's still a Mizrahi, is supposed to be the overall mother, and Ruben X. Mizrahi is supposed to be the overall father. But I don't know how that's going to work out with Bobby X. Mizrahi, maybe still Mizrahi, went and crashed Ruben's father's funeral and made it
WFS. Okay, Kelly.
What the hospital is gorgeous.
Kelly, we go all in all, baby.
Kelly, what are you over there in California going through?
I'm caught on the rumors and the speculation of the girls having rumors and speculations to say, if somebody's going to motherfucking do something to say, motherfucking do it. They say, hey, it's 2010.
Well, then you know what? Then you know this is how you do it. you just promote that con function, because I guess Labor Day weekend, everybody will find out what is going to happen.
Well, baby, Labor Day weekend, I will be at Alaska to say Labor Day weekend this day. And I will be on the judges panel, because the House of Cards asked me to judge the grand prize, because they know I'm not giving their money out to anybody. So, baby, for all you girls out there that think y'all walking safe at the house, I'm letting y'all know y'all better make sure y'all motherfucking house is on motherfucking point this day. No razor bumps, no stubbles, no nothing, because I'm checking every motherfucking inch of the girl's motherfucking face. Side to side, head up, head down. I don't want to see a bump, a blemish, anything, mistake. Y'all bitches better be motherfucking airbrushed, and y'all better be on motherfucking point, because I ain't giving out my motherfucking brothers James and Brandon and Kool-Aid and motherfucking girls to girls toys, bitch. So that's what it should be. And I hope to see everybody at the carnival. And like they always say, let's keep it gorgeous.
We got a few callers. We're going to take them really quickly. 773, I do not want to hear about that damn ball in Chicago. 773-600, you're on the air. Okay, I guess you were going to talk about that ball in Chicago. Now you're gone. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me, darling?
Yes, we can, darling.
All right, I'm ready to make this show live. This is Mother Balmain, and I'm online with my children, the Shady Kids.
Well,
I want to know, Miss Kelly, what did you think of the L.A. ball, honey?
What did I think of that? The L.A., I feel like I said, the only thing I could read about that ball, the ball in L.A., was that the ball started 3 hours late, to say. And I'm glad the ball did start at 3 hours late, because if the ball started at 12 o'clock, by 2 o'clock, I would have been back in my hotel room. All they needed was 2 hours, and they got through all their categories in that 2 hours, and they gave out all their coins. Other than that, I don't know what the fuck happened at the ball, because, bitch, I was in a motherfucking double planet, bitch. I was high.
Oh.
Okay, we got 9 minutes.
Well, Kelly, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can you confirm that Laomi and Malaysia are partners for the D-Up ball?
I can't confirm that.
No. Can you deny it?
I can't confirm or deny. I have not spoken to my daughter since I left to come to LA. She never told me anything about her going to North Carolina.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Rodney.
Yes.
When you get to Orlando?
I'm coming this Sunday.
So you coming in on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's right.
Booty's ball is on Saturday, so I'm going to Booty's ball.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Baby, oh my God! It's 12:52. Is it? What time is it in LA?
Yes, 12:52.
Beat out! Won't be ugly on the motherfucker.
Oh, I have a question. I'll just ask this. Was it supposedly said that it was on some house's Yahoo conference that if the girls were flying to L.A., they were encouraged to get off their flights if they had a layover because the cops were getting them when they got to L.A.? Did anybody else hear that?
It's probably the same person that gave it to you on your room.
That might be true, then, because they're sitting there telling those lies.
Right.
But I did hear that, you know, by L.A.
That's actually
right. Yes.
Kelly, where did
you go? Make sure you're at the ball on Sunday.
Huh?
Kelly, you back on.
What was the question, Rodney?
No, I pressed Nicki Minaj to make sure that they're at the ball on Sunday.
Was I at the ball on Sunday?
No, Nicki will be at the ball perched.
Oh, Nicki will be there perched. I'll meet him there.
Well, bitch, honey, I'm about to go to the motherfucking Abbey, bitch, and get my motherfucking life at the Abbey, honey.
But don't they close it too?
Have a drink for me.
Yeah, I'm going to the Abbey, and then I leave the Abbey. I'm going to this other club after I leave the Abbey. I'm club hopping, honey. I'm club hopping. Yeah. But I'll be in Atlanta this weekend, and I'll be in Orlando this weekend, and then the weekend after that, I'll be in motherfucking North Carolina this day for the motherfucking DF ball, bitch. And then the weekend after that, I'll be in New York City. Honey, and the weekend after that, I'll be in New York City for the Icon Harris Retreat and Albertian Prestige Ball, honey. And then the next day, I'm having a motherfucking cookout and a card game and a kickball game in motherfucking New York City, bitch. So all you girls today,
the DC All-Stars will be coming up to New York to stomp a mud hole in anybody who wants to play us. We will be in the building, Kickball Champions of America.
Yeah, so any girls that want to get a kickball team together, anybody that want to get a kickball team together, please hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com to say, honey, and please get your kickball game team together to say, you need 10 members and two and a captain and a co-captain, and let's do the damn thing, honey. And Rodney, Ruka just came out the room and said, make sure you got your points together for the spade game because you're not going to be on the field kicking ball all weekend or the whole Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely bring the wallet with me.
Yes, baby. When I tell you, baby, we played cards. Marcus, you should have been here, Marcus. We played cards down in the hotel.
Oh, I wanted to come. Tiana didn't want to come. She talked me out of it.
Marcus. Oh, that's a real thing.
Look. That's why she said we'll talk about it later, Kelly. That's why she...
She told me to stay in Chicago with her. She told me she was going to take me to the casino. I didn't hear of her. Luckily, it was a pageant the next night. They had Chicago Black Universe. My night wasn't wasted. I didn't just stay for any, you know, just for no reason. So I ended up going to the pageant. But, you know, she, you know, Tiana really turned me. She told me to stay. She was going to take me to the casino. I didn't see the casino all weekend. So I don't know what the fuck happened. I should have been in L.A.
Yes, we had a blast. We really had a blast in fucking L.A. I really enjoyed myself in L.A.
We have 3 minutes left, so I'm about to sign out. But I hope to see everybody in Orlando this Sunday, where the Mizrahis and the Milans are going to battle for $1,000. So I'll see you guys later. Everyone have a good week. Go ahead,
see
Kelly.
See you Sunday.
Finish it up.
Yes, I know that's right. I know that's right, Marcus. Please say goodnight to the girls, Marcus. Marcus? Is Marcus gone?
Yeah, Rodney? He probably hung up, too. I'd like to say it was good listening to the show tonight. I had a good time. Camaro, I love you. Booty, you know what it is. And I'll see you on Saturday in Atlanta. Milan's, get ready. Let's party and get full.
Shasha.
I want to say congratulations to the Herreros, you know, for the Grand March. Varel, legendary. Skittle, legendary. And everybody, good night.
Tiana, you still with me? Well, I guess not. I guess it's just me by myself. But bitches, like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and motherfucking Wednesday, whatever state you in, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, or whatever club you pick somebody up in, make sure you do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up, because the life you save will be your own. I am the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I'm not going anywhere, and if anybody else wants to go, good riddance, and I'll see you on back of the runway. I'll be live next week back in New York to definitely recap exactly what's going to happen in Atlanta this weekend at Booty and Ken Ball, and I'll definitely be giving you a recap of what's going to happen at my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture Ball, when the Ballards will battle the Mizrahis for $1,000. I love you all, and good night. How you doing?